I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us today. This presidential election campaign is unlike any other. I think that much we all agree on. And we want to start today with one clear sign of that. First Lady Michelle Obama's strong denunciation yesterday of GOP nominee Donald Trump, specifically of Trump's lewd comments in that video about kissing and groping women, essentially glorifying sexual assault.
This is not something that we can ignore. It's not something we can just sweep under the rug as just another disturbing footnote in a sad election season. Because this was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
I was struck by Michelle Obama's forcefulness, but also by her measured sadness. The First Lady was saying what a lot of us are thinking. It also made us wonder how all of this looks from a place like India, because India has long struggled with a deeply ingrained culture of abuse toward women. In extreme cases, it's led to murder, as we saw with that awful gang rape in Delhi in 2012. Reporter Chavi Sachdev joins us from her base in Mumbai. First of all, Chavi, what's been the reaction in India to what Donald Trump said, the 2005 comments that were caught on video?
Oh, shock and horror unanimously across the board. There have been lots of people just aghast that he can get away by saying and normalizing this sort of locker room talk and then justifying it.
And then Michelle Obama's response, it would seem to be almost a rallying cry for Indian women. Are Indians, both men and women, talking about her remarks?
Absolutely. So I was amused on Twitter. One of the most retweeted comments is from a stand-up comedian who says that if only the Obamas lived in India, because in the state of Bihar, Barack Obama could simply make his wife president and nobody would mind, because that's somewhat like how politics does work here.
Well, that's kind of fascinating, too, because you were telling me not long ago that men overwhelmingly are the subscribers to Twitter in India, right?
That's right. We have like an 80-20 divide for men versus women, while in the rest of the world, it's close to 50-50. So there are women talking about it, of course. There's somebody I saw who said after that Michelle Obama speech, I want to vote against Trump from India. But of course, that's not possible.
Why are people so appalled when in India what Donald Trump is describing, we believe, has happened a lot, and we know the cases are many?
It does happen a lot, but that doesn't make it all right. And I think finally, with social media, women are finding that there is strength in numbers. There have been hashtags that people have circulated collating women's stories of their first sexual harassment, their first groping, their first public indecency when they were flashed. And people are finding that things they thought only happened to them in isolation are widespread. And there are finally people taking that into account and trying to make men accountable. And so when this comes out in the public forum and we find out that it's happening in America by one of the most powerful, rich men in the world, it's just awful.
There's been some consternation among Indian women about the slow pace of progress since the Delhi gang rape and death of the victim in 2012. Is there a sense that slow progress is due partly to men in power in Delhi who, like Donald Trump, have these views of women that they're practically playthings?
Absolutely. In fact, just yesterday, we had the social media and the internet erupt because the Supreme Court of India released a verdict in which they dismissed a rape case because they decided that the complainant did not act normally after her rape, because she waited really long to file a complaint and she didn't scream and she was submissive. So if these men, all men on the bench, have this idea of what constitutes assault and how a survivor or a victim should behave, I don't see justice coming anytime soon.
I got to say, what's really fascinating in what you've been telling us, Chavi, is that what's being said here on the campaign trail seems to almost be holding a mirror up to Indian society. Could this be the moment when India really sees how destructive these attitudes are and maybe change comes faster?
I hope so. I imagine it's not going to be a sudden change. I think it's like an avalanche. The snowball is picking up steam all over the world. Women are seeing a mirror held up across the world, halfway across the world. This is happening in a country we look up to as progressive and really a developed nation. So, yeah, I think women will see that there is solidarity and there is a change has to come everywhere. So I agree with that. Yeah.
Reporter Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai. Always good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Marco.